Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by could you just say and spell your name and your title with the restaurant?
Yes, this is Manoj Mehta. It's Manojmehta, and I'm the owner of M&M's Pizza in Bethesda, Maryland.
Awesome. And we're talking because I wanted to congratulate you. The restaurant made the Yelp's top 100 places to eat in 2024 list. It's just going to be coming out. Well, by the time this runs, I can say today because I'll run it tomorrow. They just announced it today. How excited were you when you heard the news?
Really, very excited, sir. Very excited and emotional at the same time. I wish you could see my face right now. It was or at that time when we saw the news. It was just grinning from one molar to the next molar. It really is. So how do I explain? It was definitely overwhelming as well as emotional. And it's just a great feeling that after all these years of hard work, which is going to be 18 years in this March, you get a recognition, and it's a feeling. It's just very hard to describe, but
Wow.
so excited and so thankful to God.
That's awesome. And so you said 18 years. So what you I'm trying to do the math. What year did M&M's Pizza open in Bethesda?
March 17th, 2006.
2006. Wow. So it's a
Yes.
staple of the community at this point. And
Yes.
it's right there on Delray Ave in the Woodmont Triangle area. Tell me about some of the what are some of the most popular pizzas? Explain if people aren't aware of it, explain how it's sort of an what would you say, like an Indian spin on spicy curry and that
Yes.
kind of stuff on pizza.
Right. That is what we are really, really famous for. That's what we do pizzas well. We try to do pizzas really well. We have worked very hard on that. Even regular pizzas, simple cheeses and pepperonis, you will find them to be very tasty, different from other places. But the real spin we started was in 2011. That's when we started experimenting. I am originally from India, and we kept on thinking, or actually one of our customers kept on pushing us that, you're from India, you should do some curries, or you should do something different. And a couple of years, we have already been at that time doing Indian curries for lunch for regular crowd. And well, anyways, my wife was like, let's just experiment. I was a bit skeptical. I am already always a bit skeptical, but my wife is the one who always pushes me. And she pushed that, let's try, let's see that how it turns out. And we experimented, and we did craft great fusion pizzas. It started with just one. First pizza was spicy chicken curry pizza, and for vegetarians at the same time, a kadhai paneer pizza. Paneer is that Indian cottage cheese, and these two became such a hit. I was like, what, let's go and try more. And then every year my wife kept on adding more and more experiments, Thai pizza and chapli kebab pizza or shark pizza. At this point, I would say, I think we represent nine different countries, from different, regions. Most of the pizzas are from India, some from Eastern Asia, and one from Mexico. There's one from Iran. The best pizza, I would say, if we sell, is still the spicy chicken curry pizza that I would like everybody to try. It's not overtly spicy. It's not like mouth-numbing spicy, but it is definitely not for somebody who is probably not has a good spice tolerance. Very flavorful pizza, very amazing pizza. If somebody has good spice tolerance, spicy Thai chicken pizza is amazing. Or shark pizza, that's a pizza from Afghanistan. That's really good. And a Zeresh pizza is very good. That is from based on a dish from Iran. It's called Zeresh Palav. And there are some more which are right now. Korean barbecue is good.
Yeah.
And one of my personal favorite is burrito pizza. But I
Burrito.
tell everybody that everybody's palate is different, everybody's taste buds are different, but burrito pizza is my personal favorite.
Awesome. Tell us well that's a lot about the restaurant. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? How long have you been living in Bethesda area?
I grew up in India. I came to this country in 2001, and I came to in this area that was in Ohio, and then this area in Maryland in about 2004, if I would remember. And that was the same year I met my wife and married her. Her name is Nazanin, Nazaneen. She is the N in the M&Ms. And so we just from the beginning, it was like, you know, we just want to have a business together. And then that's how Eminence Pizza started in 2006, after much efforts, but it did start in 2006.
Ah, so you're the M and she's the N. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from, Eminence.
Awesome. Just real quickly, talk about how that's such a cool, vibrant area there for restaurants and stuff right there, you know, near Woodmont Triangle, Bethesda. I mean, that's there's so many great places, and you're leading the way.
Thank you so much. I don't know, leading away or not, but, you know, we have tried hard, honestly, from my heart. It's a community of Bethesda is amazing. People in Bethesda are amazing. They have supported us so much. We are here because of them. And my wife and I, like, we thank them from our heart every day, every morning, every evening, every day, every moment. They are the reason that we are where we are. And it's a great and vibrant place to be. It's a good community. People are nice, good for families. So much different restaurants from every ethnicity. I mean, say, I think if you total in Bethesda, it's like 150 or 200 restaurants in like half a mile radius, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And we are so happy and so blessed to be a part of it. And we are so blessed that our customers have kept us going on all these 18 years.
That's so great. Well, congratulations again. I mean, I assume it's based on reviews, and I guess they sent someone out to taste test, or do you know how that worked?
Actually, I believe it's predominantly on reviews. We were given way back in 2016, BuzzFeed and Yelp had done an article where they had listed best pizza place in every state,
okay,
which was mainly based on reviews only. The best pizza in every state, and that was 2016 September, I believe the article came out, and we were the Maryland pick. Last year in November, we were given another Yelp award of top 25 places in Maryland suburbs to eat, and at that time they had sent someone to taste, and it was actually I did not know, like it was I don't know the term for that, like they didn't announce that they are from Yelp. If whatever, I can't remember what now, but ghost customer, whatever that terminology is.
Okay.
So they came and later on I was told, and later on the gentleman came and introduced himself and brought that plaque, and that was a very happy occasion also. But this one just really tops the list. It's the cherry on the ice cream.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm gonna turn around two radio pieces for tomorrow morning with you and one of the other. There was a Virginia Tapas restaurant too. I'll put you both in there, and and then I'll put the full interview. You can listen to it in the web article as well. So,
right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I speak a lot.
Oh, no worries. That's great. You gave me plenty to work with. I'm gonna hop off and try to turn this around for the morning. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jason. Again, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. I hope you are able to come over here and try the pizza for yourself.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Congratulations.
Good. Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Take care.